Hello there. This is Creatures of the Abyss, a podcast about mythological creatures and everything to know about them. And this is the pilot episode about the majestic griffin. The legendary creature, which according to some of the stories, had the body, tail and back legs of a lion, and the head and wings of an eagle. Now, I'm sure we all know that the lion is said to be king of the animals on land, and the eagle, king of the animals in the air. So it's pretty obvious to see how this is a best of both worlds scenario, and also how this is my favorite mythological creature. Now that being said, I'd like to say a big thank you to you for being here. I'd like to thank you very much for tuning in to the pilot episode of this podcast, and I'd like to say you're awesome. So, why don't we go together and see how deep this rabbit hole goes? Now, I'd like to ask you to start by picturing yourself in the sky, with the wind going over your body, the earth far below you, and the sky close enough to touch. Are you a bird? Plane? No. In this instance at least, you are an awe-inspiring, fearsome creature. Now I'm unsure if griffins roared or did an eagle's cry, seeing as I sadly never met one, but in this case I'm going to go with a roar. So you make a roar that shakes the heavens and echoes for miles. Then turning your head to the ground, you start to dip more, and dive. And then with what I'm guessing is your very substantial wingspan, you land on the ground and look around, your territory, your home. Now let's go on to facts about the griffin. One of the places that the griffin is said to have stayed in is India, where they were held in awe and reverence. Apparently, the griffin was so fearsome that it went after normal lions, elephants, and even dragons. Yes, dragons. But unfortunately, according to this legend, their flight capabilities, while awesome, were not that durable, meaning they could only take short flights. But even with that, only the swiftest of animals, like the panthers and tigers, were able to avoid the griffin, which in this case could quite rightly be called death from above. It is also briefly featured in the Divine Comedy by Dante Alighieri, which chronicles the poet Dante's journey through hell, purgatory, and finally paradise. In this, the griffin is supposedly dragging a chariot through the earthly paradise, after which Dante is reunited with his love Beatrice. Another account published by Sir John Mandeville, who was supposedly a knight born in England, but that could have been a false persona, and he could have actually been a Frenchman by the name of Jehan a la Barbe, goes on to say that the griffin simply had its upper half as an eagle and lower half as a lion, kind of like a half and a half pizza, but was stronger than 8 lions and more powerful than 100 eagles, and could easily carry a great horse back to its nest, or even 2 oxen together from a plow. And its talons alone were as long as drinking horns of oxen, and its ribs and wing bones made the finest bows, although the man who would have gone up against the griffin for its bones must have been a very brave man indeed. As they represented both wisdom and power, Griffins were commonly associated with strength in war, which is why they are so prominent in coats of arms. Now, of course, when you think mythology, you definitely go towards Greek mythology. But in Greek mythology, unfortunately, griffins were not really given a place of prominence. The griffin was just said to pull the chariot of the sun god Apollo, who represented wisdom in the form of knowledge. So according to the Greeks, the griffin was closely associated with knowledge. So generally, the griffin has three main words to kind of encapsulate its attributes: wisdom, power, and knowledge. That summarizes the griffin. Although I kind of read online also that the griffin's image of being associated with the lion gives it fierce pride. So the attributes could rightly be said: pride, knowledge, wisdom, and power. Those four things are associated with the mythological creature, the griffin, the half lion, half eagle, flying, swift creature. Now, I want to have a segment called Story Time, where I narrate a story involving but not exclusive to the week's creature. But unfortunately, trying to get a story centered around the griffin is next to impossible. So I believe we'll kick that off for the next episode. Consider this one a trailer or mini episode of sorts, since it was promised ahead of time and I wanted there to be an episode released within a few days of the preview, just to make sure that the podcast wasn't just desolate. Also, whatever thoughts you have can be sent in on any of the platforms this podcast is available on, or on Facebook. So if you have any ideas of how I could improve or make the podcast in any way better, please do not hesitate to send a message. So next week's episode will be released very shortly to kind of make up for the lack of story time. So I guess I'll see you in a bit. But before I sign out, I want to thank you for listening to the end. Thank you for being here, and thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It's just quite important for me, since it's an avenue for me to talk about something I have loved since I was a kid. So I hope to see you on the next one. Goodbye for now.